Jamie Detweiler mentioned Rowan Huffert a few minutes ago. Huffert's mother, Marie McDonald, helped revive two essential Hawaiian arts, lei making and the making of kapa, a cloth made from the wauke plant, a type of mulberry. Over the years, at her vegetable farm in Waimea, Huffert's been learning the seasonality of kapa. It's taken years to sink into the rhythm of these plants, and the process, Huffert says, draws her closer to the earth and to an ohana which has sprung up around kapa making.
When the cherry blossoms come out, it's the beginning of spring here, because shortly after the cherry blossoms will be the peach. The day length starts to get, it gets longer, and so you have more light. Well, for us, for our vegetables, you know, they'll have more growing light. If you think about what happens when you put a seed in the ground and it responds to the warmth of the ground and moisture, and it also is coming up through the ground and responding to light. So the more light hours, the seed will burst open and the leaves will come up. And so that's what we deal in. We deal in leaves, spinach leaves, lettuce leaves, baby salad greens, arugula. You know, that's
right. There's toothsome young things.
Now, the day length is important to me as a kapa maker. And I'm just figuring this out. Wauke responds to day length. So from November to the beginning of June, my wauke is pretty much dormant. And it's dormant in that I can't harvest it. The part that I want to use is the inner bark. So I have to wait till the plant is responding to the day length. And what happens when it responds to day length? The sap starts to run in the tree. In other words, I'm sure you heard in biology, the xylem and the phloem. That's the vascular system of the plant.
Right, how fluids are carried up and down the plant.
Roots pull up the nutrients from the soil and the moisture from the soil. The leaves gather energy from the sun. And when the leaves are gathering energy from the sun, all the fluids are going up and down and the plant is growing, right? So from the vegetable part of our operation, if the day length is getting longer, then those leaves are coming up quicker. It's responding to all the elements and we can harvest and make a living. The same thing happens with the wauke. I remember my mother making us go out and cut the wauke down, and then we just struggled to get it off. And then after a while, it dawned on us, if there's no leaves on the plant, we can't get it off. But if there's leaves on the plant, the sap is moving up and down, and then we can get it off.
Rowan, you're saying she had to recreate the process for making kapa?
Exactly, exactly.
How, though?
Like Malia Solomon, she read about how other people in the Pacific make kapa. She read what she could find about them. She tried to find people who knew about that. When you think about it, there weren't many people left who were interested in doing this. It was such an arduous thing. You know, you have to grow the plant material. You have to wait about, you know, 12 to 18 months before it's mature enough to harvest it. It's taxing on your water supply because it likes full sun. It doesn't like wind. It likes lots of water, which is why it was grown around the lo'i and tended at the same time as they tended food, because it was as important as food.
Did every family have to make it themselves?
What happened was men grew the food. They also probably tended the wauke, but women beat kapa. And they would gather in groups, forming, some people have called them guilds, the wauke. They grew it, they processed it, they, you know, stripped it, they beat it together. And all the while, they're having conversation. There's a great camaraderie and community spirit. And even now, in the groups that are forming, there's a couple of groups on Maui, there's, you know, the ladies that meet with me, groups on Oahu too, you end up saying, oh, and who is your mother? And what's your main concern in life? And how do you feel about blah, 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 blah? there's a certain bonding that takes place. And then when they start decorating it and gaining mastery over the plants that give color, how do you get the color to stay and how do you extract it from this root or that leaf? And then you start making beautiful tools to make images on it. And this is the most rewarding part for me. People see that they can create something beautiful where they thought, oh, I'm only going to grow the wauke. I'm interested in that part in plant conservation or whatever. And then they see that they can beat this fiber up and it's like gauze. And then they put color on it and it goes, wow, that's so beautiful. Oh. And they feel so much satisfaction. And that's why I do it.
Kapa artist Rowan Hufford. See her work at American Savings Bank by appointment with the Lo'i Gallery's curator, Michelle Uchiyama. We'll post Michelle's contacts with this story.